Art Podcast. Commentary. Amplify. Hello, friends. This is Timothy Kimo Bryan, your head instigator for Create Art Podcast, where I use my over 30 years of experience in the arts and education world to help you tame that inner critic and create more than you consume. So in the holiday season of 2022, my wife decided to give me a deck of cards for my birthday and for the holiday. And it was a deck of cards called Kickstart Creativity. And it's by Bonnie Smith Whitehouse. And it's basically 50 cards that help you or your team really, you know, get that creativity juice flowing. And when my wife gave it to me, I'm like, wait a minute. I mean, I'm a podcaster. I'm an artist. This is what I do. But I started reading through a couple of the cards and I was like, oh, wait a minute. This is exactly what I want to do. This is what I want to do for, you know, for you out there listening to this podcast. You want to take these ideas, these words that we have in the art world that we, you know, throw around and very casually. And I want to be able to explain it to you and give you my take on what they mean. So I went ahead and decided that in 2023, each week, except for in April and in November, and I'm recording this episode right now in September, so November is coming close, but in April is the National Poetry Writing Month, which I do every year, and then November is National Novel Writing Month, which is what I do every year. It also is National Podcast Post Month, which you're supposed to post an episode every day, but this year we're going to change it up a little bit. Anyhow, 50 cards. You figure you do one a week, and even with those gaps in there that I'm going to have, I should be able to get through the whole deck in a year. And the cards are, there's three types of cards in this deck. There's action cards, intention cards, and perspective cards. Well, so far we've done all of them except for the action cards. And so we're going to start on the action cards with this episode. And as you heard earlier, the action card is Amplify. And before I go any farther, I say that as the royal we. I will have the links to get these cards in the show notes. So definitely be on the website so that way you can get that. So with each of these cards, and I'm liking the action cards. If you're on the YouTube channel, you can see what they, you know, look like. They're kind of, you know, kind of a 70s weird design on the back. But each card deals with one term, and it comes with what I call the kernel of knowledge. You know, just a little bit of what the word is that we're going to be looking about or talking about. Then it gives you kind of an idea or a history of the word, or it gives you something dealing with that word, about a paragraph, you know, either an artist that really exemplifies the topic that they're talking about. And then it gives you three challenges. So we're going to start off with what I like to call the kernel of knowledge. So this will be the kernel of Amplify. Amplify a good idea someone else had that didn't get enough attention. So, because of this podcast, because of my podcast, indulge me if you would a moment, I've gotten to interview some really amazing people, really amazing artists from all over the world. And so, in a general sense, I'm amplifying their voice with this podcast, which, you know, is a wonderful thing. You know, the people that I've gotten on probably in the past 2 to 3 years are people that I don't know. you know, personally. And they're either people that were referred to me or people that sought me out. And I'm always a big one to say, hey, listen, you know, this, I like to be the go-to person. I like to be Radar in MASH. If you've seen that show, it's a 70s sitcom set in Korea, but it's actually a protest against the Vietnam War. But Radar is a young kid from Iowa, Ottumwa, Iowa, and he basically runs this mobile hospital. And just, you know, with the way that he can make connections like that. And if somebody needs something, they know to go to Radar. And I like to be that in this kind of a sense, as I like to be the guy that people go to say, hey, Tim, what do you know about this? What do you know about that? Or I like to, you know, with the interviews, I like to go, hey, folks, this is somebody you should know, somebody that should be on your radar that I find very intriguing. So I definitely want to do that with this podcast and with my work, too. You know, just recently, every Friday, I go do a poetry reading. And just this past Friday, I read from Ronica Merle's latest latest book called Joy Clings. And it's a poetry book, and her poetry is very powerful. I highly recommend going ahead and checking out her stuff. And I've interviewed her twice. So I really believe in her stuff. And she's a Irish screenwriter, filmmaker, and I actually got to interview her on her last day at her normal job, at her normal 9-to-5. And it was quite good. It was quite good to see everything that she has done. So that's what I try to do here. With this podcast, I try to, you know, give you my ideas. And then I also try to give you other people's ideas, because I'm not the smartest person in the room. At least I try not to be. If I am the smartest person in the room, I need to get into another room. So that's just my thoughts on that. So Amplify, we're raising up other people. Let's look at the definition. This comes to us from Cambridge Dictionary. And amplify, to make something louder, to increase the size or effect of something. To amplify is also to add to the information given in something. And that's that last part of the definition, you know, to add to the information given in something. There's been many, you know, people far smarter than me, far more influential than me, have talked about art and, you know, the great things that can be done with art. And Lord knows there's other people that can amplify, you know, talk about amplifying others' voices. But for me, I'm adding to that narrative. I'm adding to that story. You know, I may not be the smartest person adding to that story, but I'm putting my two cents in. And I think we all need to do that with our art. I think we need to add our two, you know, whatever's going on in our life that we find important. We need to let our voice be heard. We also need to listen to other people's voices. And, you know, if we're like, oh man, that's a better idea than what I had, raise it up and let other people know about it. So let's get to the actual paragraph in the card. I'll read straight from the card here for us. Exasperated by being interrupted, ignored, or not invited to a seat at tables where important decisions were made, female staffers in President Barack Obama's administration invented an inspiring strategy they called amplification. When one woman made an important point or voiced an innovative idea, other women would find opportunities to repeat it and give credit to its author. This collective, concerted effort ensured that women's contributions were heard and given credit. Amplification acknowledges that we are stronger when we speak and strive together. So, I want to talk about that because, you know, you think, Barack Obama, it's a very, you know, it was a very progressive administration. And as far as politics with this show, I do lean left, but I try to keep an open mind with things. And with the Barack Obama administration, you would think that, oh, yeah, and everything would have been, you know, peaches and cream. But it's not, because there's a lot of people that are, you know, seeking to maintain a certain status quo in the halls of power in this country. And I think it's awesome that women were able to do that for each other. They saw the issue and they banded together and they said, you know what, we're going to go ahead and make that happen for ourselves. We're going to toot our own horns and we're going to lift each other up instead of trying to backstab each other to get more power. So I think that's a really cool thing that happened, even in a more progressive administration than the Obama administration. On Friday, I was talking with a coworker at my day job, and it is here in the States. It's a Hispanic Heritage Month in September to October, about the 15th of the month in 2023. And a coworker asked me if I could, you know, record some things and create a podcast out of that, like I had done in the past. And, you know, my schedule has been pretty brutal past couple of months. And initially I pushed back and I said, no, I mean, I can show you how to do it. I can tell you how to do it. And there was some deflation there and on her part. And I said, you know what? No, I need to roll up my sleeves and help out with this effort. It's a small way to help out, but it's an important way to help out because then somebody else is going to have to figure out on how to do it. And, you know, why put somebody on a bummer like that? So I said, you know what? No, we're going to go ahead and do it. And she was like, I really appreciate that. And I'm like, here's the thing. I've been thinking about Amplify all week, amplifying other people's voices. And I have to do a little bit of extra work, but if it amplifies somebody's voice, then so be it. Then, you know, I should, you know, dig in and roll up my sleeves and help out. And so that's what I did. And I feel good about it. And their program is going to go off without a hitch because I'll be there. Yay. Not to toot my own horn, but I'm going to toot my own horn. Back in the Air Force, our unit's motto was Quiet Professionals. And we could, you know, walk into any place and people knew who we were. We were, you know, a bunch of mechanics that knew how to fix planes pretty darn good. And so, but we still amplified our professionalism by our demeanor and by, you know, our actions of what we did. So, you know, you can amplify by being quiet too. Sometimes silence is, can be stark and foreboding. And really get the message home. So you can amplify with noise or you can amplify with your actions. And probably it's a little bit more effective to amplify with your actions. But hey, if you have a voice, use that too. All right, let's get on to the challenges. Think of people who have given you a platform or amplified your voice. Find a creative way to express your gratitude. Well, one person that's done that, and I thank him all the time, and I refer to him many times, is Kyle Bondo. He helped me back in about 2016 learn how to do this podcasting thing and to take it seriously. Because, yes, I had ideas and I was floundering away and I didn't really know what I was doing with podcasting. Hence why you'll never hear the early episodes. Luckily, they're, you know, trashed on a external hard drive somewhere where I don't even know where they're at. But I always try to thank him for the help that he gave in not only helping me organize my voice, but to find a platform and to use a platform that I'd already been using, but to use it more effectively. This past weekend, not the weekend that I'm in right now, but the weekend before, Joe Pardo, I like to call him Super Joe Pardo because he's a super kind of guy. You know, he gave me a platform to talk about, you know, making a podcast for the man, you know, for the federal government. So I definitely want to thank him for that. Creative Ways, or gratitude, you know, when I got home from the conference, you know, I shot him a simple text message. I was like, hey, thank you very much. I give him a shout out every once in a while. You know, I, you know, try to answer questions on his Facebook page, for his groups for the podcast conference. So I'm trying to help promote what he's trying to do because I think it's an important thing. The next challenge is repeat, reuse, or recycle someone else's good idea, giving credit to the original version. So again, with Kyle, he started a meetup many years ago and I went to the meetup in 2016 and I just never left. He moved away and now I've started a meetup. It's not an original idea, but it's at the library and here in Fredericksburg. And if you're ever in Fredericksburg on the third Monday of the month, we sit and we talk for an hour about podcasting, about what people are struggling with. I bring in a topic and we go from there. So that's how I'm doing it. And I always give credit to Kyle for how he set it up. And I'm just taking it, improving upon it here and there, and pushing it out into the universe and hopes that it lands in somebody's laps and it lands in somebody's lap and knocks it out. The third challenge is help someone whose ideas deserve more attention or credit than they're currently getting. Whom will you elevate? Post that person's name in a prominent place so that you can see it often. So in podcasting, we talk about having your why and, you know, knowing who you're talking to. And, you know, having your avatar, you know, and posting it on the wall. So I have a picture of mine, actually. And it's a person that unfortunately passed away a bunch of years ago, but who I respected. He was facing a huge challenge. And unfortunately, he didn't come through on this side. So he's on the other side. And I'm hoping that things are okay on the other side, wherever he's at. But I have that just off camera here. I don't show it. I don't really say the guy. I've rarely said the guy's name. That's what I do. And, you know, the questions that he asked, the inspiration that he got from, you know, our conversations, the issues that he was going through with, you know, facing a career-ending disease, physical condition, and having to, you know, find your way after losing your career. You know, I like to think I gave him a little bit of hope and a little bit of encouragement, and I know that he would want me to continue on and give this encouragement and enlightenment to others. So that's one of the reasons why I'm sitting here talking on this mic, talking to you. Some points to consider. when we amplify somebody's voice, somebody's work, it fosters inspiration on us. It gives us a project to do. You know, it's so if you're, you know, thinking, if you're like, I don't have any projects, I don't have any ideas of what I could do. Well, gosh, amplify somebody's voice, amplify somebody's idea. Give that a shot for yourself. That'll be your project. There, boom, your inspiration. Done. Collaboration, collaborative projects. So if you're amplifying somebody's voice, if they're still alive, get them involved in it and say, you know, interview them, talk to them, provide them with a platform. If you already have a platform, provide them with that platform and help them on up. Another point I want you to consider is, you know, the cross-pollination of ideas. So if you recognize that their idea is a great idea and it's not getting enough traction, then maybe you have an idea to help them out to get more traction. You know, maybe they're somebody that is at a higher level on the ladder than you're at, but you have a certain audience that, you know, they can get to, but they don't know how to get to it. You can be that conduit that gets them there. Supporting fellow artists, whether they have a bigger audience than you or a smaller audience than you, we all need support. We all need that that sense of accomplishment, that sense of somebody gets it, somebody understands what I'm trying to do. This past weekend with a bunch of podcasters, they get it. They understand what I'm trying to do, and I understand what they're trying to do. And it just, it provides a nice community that is, you know, a bunch of insiders that we speak the language and we know what's going on and we know how to talk the language and we know what we're saying to each other. We know the experiences that we're trying to convey. So it develops that community. Now there's the community that's outside of that, that is our patrons, that are, that is our audience, our families and whatnot. But it's nice to have that core group of folks that, you know, you can say the word podcasting 7,000 times and it doesn't matter. Nobody's annoyed. It's a great thing. And then ethical considerations. You know, I've gotten to where I am at on the shoulders of others. And I want to be able to have others hop on my shoulders and get to better places. Because that helps us all. I mean, it's not a competition. It helps us all. Unfortunately, we see things in a competitive way, but I think it's just ethical to help those, to help each other out. Now, that doesn't mean I'm wanting Tom Waits, if you're listening to this, fantastic. It's not that I'm wanting Tom Waits to go and say, oh, you got to listen to Create Art Podcast. This podcast isn't for all of his audience. You know, it's for people that are listening to it right now. It's for you out there that's listening to it right now, that you're looking for, you know, some ideas, some inspiration, some encouragement. You're just starting your artistic journey and, you know, it can be really confusing, especially if you've had a career. Now you have to learn a whole new language of RTs, you know. That sounded kind of pretentious, but I did, you know, when I did my presentation last week at the podcast conference, I said federalese, so I think RTs can be a new artistic language. Why not? So I'm hoping that that you can go out there and amplify somebody's voice, because you never know what's going to happen. They may be able to turn around and amplify your voice and grant you access to an audience that they have. And how great is that? I mean, that's it's new experiences. It's a wonderful thing. Well, we've reached that time where I need to let you know that I do have a newsletter. It comes out about once a month. It's called the Create Art Podcast Newsletter. And it's a Substack newsletter, so you can get it at timothybryan.substack.com, and you can sign up to it in the on the website as well. And I do a monthly newsletter there that I talk about, you know, some bigger topics that cover the entire month versus these bite-sized topics that I talk about here. So give it a look-see. We have a slew of people on there that really are enjoying it. So it's just more of a longer form, bigger picture kind of thing. Now, if you'd like to reach out to this podcast, you can do that at timothy@createartpodcast.com. I definitely want to hear about your journey, about what you're going through, about what you're doing, what you're working on. If you'd like to be interviewed on the show, you can email me there and we'll go ahead and get you on the show. If you have a topic that you would like me to discuss on this show, if you're like, hey, Tim, you haven't talked about this yet, please send it my way. I will talk about it. You can get me at createartpodcast.com is the website where it has all my social links there. I'm on Instagram, I'm on Twitter, Twix, X, whatever it's being called this week. And obviously, if you are watching me, you'll find me on my YouTube channel. If you're listening to me on your podcast app of choice, I do a YouTube version of this as well. And hey, give it a shot. You know, sometimes it's a lot of fun just looking at me babbling away. Sometimes it's, you know, whatever it is. But I'm really enjoying doing the YouTube version of this as well. For me, it's a lot of fun, and it keeps me, not that I haven't been honest in the past, but for me, it keeps me honest. I'll say it keeps me more honest. I feel a deeper connection with you when I'm doing a video. Even if you're just listening to the audio, that's okay. You can go over to the YouTube channel if you want and watch me do it video-wise. It's entertaining, keeps me honest, it keeps me more connected to you. So that's why I offer that to you. Now, if you found value in this podcast, then hey, I'm not going to yell at you. Go ahead and share it with your friends. That's by all means, for sure. Your art friends, your non-art friends, whatever, go ahead and share it with them. I'm trying to make this a 5-star podcast. So if you would let me know, if this wasn't a 5-star podcast to you, let me know what you would have liked to see or what you would like to have me talk about. Be more than happy to look at those ideas and implement them if I can. Now, earlier I said, about the sharing this podcast with a friend. I run another one called Find a Podcast About. That's at findapodcastabout.xyz. And that's where I pretty much, challenge that algorithm. We outsmart that algorithm and find your next binge-worthy podcast. And on occasion, I have the podcast hosts on there for an interview, and we talk about, what they're doing and what's going on in their neck of the woods. So you can find that again at findapodcastabout.xyz, where you're going to find your next binge-worthy podcast, because I'm going to show you all about it. And as you YouTuber folks that are watching me are here, again, trying to make this channel informative for you, entertaining for you. So let me know your ideas. Let me know what works. Let me know what doesn't work. Definitely appreciate it. All right, we're at that point in the podcast here where I'm going to have to let you go back to your day. So I want you to go out there and tame that inner critic. Create more than you consume. And go out there and make some art for somebody you love. Yourself. I'll talk to you next time.